Will you hang on in there? Will you call on the Lord? The Bible says that the righteous call him and he inclines his ear to whatever they say. And when you call on the name, he said his name is a strong tower and the righteous run to it. And I heard him say a long time ago, I've been running for Jesus, not running from Jesus, but I've been running for Jesus a long time and I'm not tired yet. Say yes. Say yeah. Say yeah. I know he's all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll trust him. I'll trust him. When I can't trust nobody else, I know the Lord, he's on my side. The Lord will answer my prayer.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries in Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Hogan Sr. Our church is located 1401 Bell Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Just for a short time this morning, Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28. Perhaps 25 of the most important words for the believer to hear and understand. Romans 8 and 28. When you have it, say amen. Amen. Begin reading now.
And you know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose.
Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of God. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, pain or pleasure, it's all for his purpose. Pain or pleasure, it's all for his purpose. One of the things that I want you to note is the person who is speaking here in the person of Paul is sharing some information that is inspirational to the people of God if they grasp what God is saying in this word. He was a man who had been given a thorn in the flesh, a powerful man, an anointed man, a man who oozed the Spirit of God. He spoke with authority. He operated in authority. He taught in authority. He walked in authority. And yet he one day asked the Lord three times to remove this thorn from his flesh. To which God responded, "My grace is sufficient for thee." He went on to make clear to Paul that in his weakness, God gives a divine strength to be able to carry you through any and everything he has put before you, or he has allowed you to go through. Now, people of God must come to this understanding, because if we miss the fact that nothing can happen to us except the Lord wills it or allows it, then we'll never feel like the enemy has put something over on us that we can't handle. We will begin to recognize and understand that there is a purpose for the pain or the pleasure God derives from our lives. And when we recognize that what the devil meant for evil, God permitted it so that he could receive the glory and the praise for what he will bring you out of. Now listen at this, because I need you to understand this. We go through things, small things, big things, medium things, things we understand, things we don't understand, things that happen to us, and it puts us in a quandary. But here's what you need to know, that again, Job teaches us that God is in control, and that God will allow us to be tried and tempted in the ways that God knows we can pass. When the word says he'll never put more on you than you can bear, then when you get to the point where the devil tells you, "I can't handle this, I can't make it, I can't go another step further," you need to call the devil what he is, a liar and a deceiver, because you can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth you. Now let's go to the text, because I want you to walk through this with me right quick. There are three things especially I want you to pull out and notice. He says, Romans 8:28, "And we know," underline, no. The word "know" here is interesting. In the Greek, it simply means eidos. Eidos means, which is different from gnosko. It is to say that it is a perceived knowledge. This knowledge is perceived basically three different ways. One, through the education of men and women through the Word of God. In other words, God teaches us what we ought to know. That's why the Bible says men perish for a lack of knowledge. When you know better, James says, you ought to do better. And Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." Now, one of the things that I need you to know is this word is connected again with the idea of perceiving a reality that is born to be true. In other words, we learn, one, by education through the Word of God, but two, we perceive and learn at a greater level through experiences. Experiences. See, some things, you've heard the saying, experience is the best teacher. Anybody ever heard it? And the reason experience is the best teacher is because it is a personal and intimate knowledge. In other words, experiences teaches us things that may have its own innuendos. It may have its own little irks and quirks about it that it reveals to you that somebody else who went through the same thing didn't learn. So your experience is personal, it's intimate. You have experienced this for yourself. And then the third way we perceive is through examples. We've seen others go through. And many of us, especially as believers, we learn through watching others. As a matter of fact, when we read the Word of God, it is our perception through the examples of the people we read about in the Word of God. How they handled their struggles, how they handled their troubles, how they handled their problems. And they teach us that if we as well listen, do, walk by faith and not by sight, and hear and understand and do the word and the will of God the same way, we have the assurance that what he's done for them, he'll do for us. So sometimes we learn through examples, but the word is perception, to perceive this knowledge, perceive this knowledge. And he says, listen, and we know either through the education of the Word of God or through our own experiences or through our examples found by others that all things work together for good. Now, this is important because when we have this knowledge, this eidos, it means that we perceive that in three important ways that gives balance and consistency to our understanding. In other words, it's not a kind of knowledge that a trial or a tribulation or a situation can knock out of play. In other words, it's concrete underneath the skin. In other words, the devil can't take this truth from us. We know it just as sure as we know our names. We know it just as sure as the Lord has blessed us and opened our eyes to see a brand new day. We know it just as much as we know the most important things in our lives, and it's unshakable in our faith. Listen at this now, because I need you to understand that those things, good, bad, happy, sad, right, wrong, up, down, in, out, light, darkness. I can keep on going, but I think you get my point. Here is what it's saying. All of those things individually might serve in a separate way to send a separate message. In other words, those things by themselves is not a total sum in and of itself. They are a part of the makeup of the whole. In other words, when you have a bad day, I mean a day you wish you wouldn't have got up out of the bed, a day you wish you wouldn't have went to work, a day You wish you wouldn't have left your house because of all that happened. And then that day ended just as bad as it started. But then you get ready to go to bed and you pray and you turn it over to the Lord and you go to sleep and you wake up the next day, and the next day is a great day. Above and beyond everything you went through yesterday. Now, those 2 days are two very different days, but there are only 2 days in the week. You still have 5 more days in the week to go through to make up the sum total of the week. But here's what you need to understand, and I need you to get this as clearly as you can. If you make it through the week, no matter whether it was good or bad, it was a good week. I was flying, and one of our national pastors who's gone on to be with the Lord now was also flying, and we had a lot of turbulence on that flight, and it shook up many of the persons on the plane, and of course the captain came on the PA system and told everybody, buckle up and hold on, we're running into some turbulence. He was going to try and rise up above the turbulence, but you're going to go through more trying to go up. But if we do that, we won't have to experience turbulence long. Sometimes when you rise above turbulence, you go through tougher turbulence, but it don't last too long. And what you need to do while you're holding on, going up, is to hold on so that the turbulence don't shake you up and cause you to give up on what God is doing through the pilot and the plane. And so he said, I've gone through worse turbulence than this. He said, but inevitably, anytime anybody asks me how my flight was, and if we don't crash and burn, I tell them it was a good flight. And I'm trying to tell somebody, no matter how your day ends up, no matter how your week ends up, no matter how your month ends up, no matter how your year ends up, when you look back and can see that you made it over, it was a good day, week, month, or year, no matter what you've gone through. Because all of it is working together for your good. Maybe not individually, but collectively. God is working it together in the fabric of your situation to make it a beautiful display of something wonderful. So, and we know that all things, the good and the bad, all things, the rich and the poor, all things, the happy and the sad, all things work. Underscore that word, work. Work. Because it ain't happening on its own. It's got to work together. And listen, you've got to learn in the economy of life that you need somebody to work with. And when you work together, you accomplish more. That's why God says two have a reward for their labor. Two are better than one. Two are better than one. Why? Because they can work together. together. I remember I shared this cartoon from Peanuts, Lucy and Linus were watching TV. And Linus was sitting down first, and he was watching TV, and Lucy came, and she turned the channel. And he protested and said, "Why did you turn the channel? I was watching that." And she said, "Because I did not want to watch that. I changed it." And she said, "Listen," he said, "turn it back." And she said, "I'll give you 5 good reasons why I won't turn it back." And Linus looked at his hand and said, "Why can't y'all come together like that and stand strong like Lucy did?" Well, when certain things, you know, either one of the fingers or thumbs you put by itself is never stronger than when they come together and make up a fist. And what we've got to recognize is God takes the good and the bad and make it work together for your good. Now listen again. It says this to those who love God. This from the word agapeo or agapeo. And it means the God kind of love, that passion for God, that passion to serve God, that passion to be in the company and the fellowship of God, to recognize that what God is doing is what you want. You may not understand it, but because you love Him and because you know that He loves you, you accept what He's doing because of love. Love has the propensity to change your mind. Love has the ability to bring you joy in the midst of your sorrows. Love has the power to convert something that is not good into something that shall become good. When you trust God, love God, obey God, honor God, God, listen, shows you that He has something for you even better than you're able to recognize in and of yourself. Know that God always has something more than you can ask or think. God always has more than something you can figure out or something that you think is the best for you. God knows you through and through. And when you trust God, whatever it is that you're going through, God permits it, whether it's pain or it's pleasure, for a purpose. And because you love Him so passionately, you'll go through it because you know that God will never do anything that would ultimately hurt you and destroy you. See, when you trust somebody who really loves you, won't you do some things you wouldn't do for yourself? Well, you've never really been in love if you said, "Well, no, I wouldn't do that." Listen, even the worldly songwriters say, Al Green will tell you, love will make you do right. Love will make you do wrong. Make you come home early. That's another one of y'all hymns, y'all know it. Make you stay out all night long. The power of what? Love. Love will make you work 2 or 3. Boy, don't do that up here. Love will make you work two or three jobs while the one you love sit at home waiting on you to bring in the money. Love is powerful, and you will do it, listen, without any regrets when it's true, deep, and abiding love. You'll even give your life up for it. That's when you are truly, deeply, and powerfully in love. Now, that everybody ain't got that kind of love. They got that surface love. They don't have that deep down underneath the skin. That's why Jesus said, for husbands to love their wives and give themselves for her. That means that you should put yourself in harm's way before you let any harm come to her. It means that you're willing to give her your best rather than just wanting her best without it being a mutuality. And so, my brothers and sisters, Jesus loved the church so much that he gave himself for her. Being the example of good, strong husbands and men of God who will stand up for the church and do what thus said the Lord. Women of God who will serve God with the fullness of their heart, their minds, and their souls. Love. But here's where I want to get to. The pain and the pleasure is for one specific thing. To those who are called according to his purpose. We perceive that everything that's going on in our lives is ordered and ordained by God. Secondly, we recognize that what doesn't look good now will be good later. You just got to hold on a little while longer. If it looks bad now, and if it looks bad later, there's a clear sign that must be strong in your mind. He's not through with the situation yet. Because I read the end of the story, and the end says, we win. And if you see that you're down, and the accountant, and the count gets close to 10. Don't give up, because it's not over yet. God is the God of great turnarounds. And you can be at the last number to be counted, and God will pick you up and turn you around and make you the winner and your opponent the defeated one. That's the way you got to know for sure that your situation ain't over until you are declared the winner. Are you listening to me in the house today? Whether you're going through pain now or pleasure now, it's not over till you are declared the winner. You're the victor. You're the overcomer. And when that happens, then you have served the purpose of the Lord. Last thing I want to say about this word purpose. The word purpose is associated with the showbread, S-H-E-W. Showbread that was in the temples. During Israel's nomadic journey through the wilderness and on their way to that promised land.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard.